The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I am here with my co-host, fellow realtor, husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very good.
All right. We have with us Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President with Metro Public Adjustment. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we review topics related to real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live Webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners, and they might just be done with the construction.
I don't know about that.
Never.
Gosh, it's been non-ending. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, which is mobile-friendly, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Check us out on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President with Metro Public Adjustment. You're a public adjuster.
Yes.
Please tell me a little bit about yourself, your company, and what is a public adjuster, please.
Okay. I am Dawn Hansen, as you mentioned. I live in the Clark Summit area here. I have been a regional vice president, or I have been with Metro Public Adjustment for the last 2 years or more. What a public adjuster is exactly is a consumer advocate for home and business owners when they have damage to their property that's covered by insurance to make sure that they're treated and paid fairly by the insurance company.
Okay. So what you don't know can hurt you.
Yes.
All right. A lot of people don't know about their insurance policies.
Correct.
What is covered, what isn't, mm-hmm. and yeah. what type of insurance they have.
Right. You're at the mercy of the insurance company. And I mean, their job is probably not to pay out as much as they should. That's just my opinion.
Some right. don't even know what their deductible is mm-hmm. or how much coverage they have. So
correct.
Tell me about what you do.
So our main goal as a public adjuster, and our main goal with Metro Public Adjustment, which our company is based out of Bensalem. I work locally in this area, but I'm licensed with both Pennsylvania and New Jersey, so I'm free to go anywhere. But our main goal is to educate people about what's covered under the policy and to review their policy to make sure that they have the proper coverage before anything happens. Because if we go and they come to us for help when they do have damage and they don't have the proper coverage, then there's nothing we can do to help them. So the main thing is to let them know about what's covered. A lot of times when they initially get their insurance, it's not something that's gone over. It's kind of like they buy a home. They say, okay, I need this much insurance. This is what I bought my house for. Here's where it's located. Here's how close it is to a fire hydrant and a firehouse and all that kind of thing. Here's the square footage. Okay, here you have a policy. And then they go on their way. So a lot of times people aren't aware of all of the things that are covered under that policy. They expect that a fire or a tree falls on their house or something like that. But there's a lot more to it that they are unaware of. And oftentimes over the years, people end up paying out of pocket for damage that could be covered under their insurance. So we educate them about that and we review their policy because oftentimes, people are going about year after year paying their policy, expecting that the rates are going to go up and all that other kind of stuff. There's a lot of things that are tied to that premium going up and a lot of things that you need to adjust for within your policy as time goes on that people just aren't aware of. So when we review their policy, we make them understand what their policy is covering, the different things that they may or may not need. Sometimes people are overinsured. Sometimes they're underinsured. Sometimes they don't have the necessary endorsements that they may need, you know, should something happen. So we make sure that, you know, all that is clear, recommend that they go back to their agent if there's something that we, you know, we see that may be a little bit off, just to even check on it. And then, you know, just make sure that they have the proper coverage in place prior to something happening.
So prior to any kind of damage or insurance claim?
Yes.
Okay. My dad was an insurance agent, so that was my dad's department, you know, for my personal insurance, my car insurance, my house insurance, my renter's insurance when I was just out of college, and then, of course, the business insurance. My dad took care of everything, I would say, and because he knew what to look for, he knew how to properly do it, and so he passed in 2009, and this is a true story. So then my husband took over our house insurance and our auto insurance. And, you know, we all have our little tasks and jobs in life. So my husband took that over. But for the business, I always felt that I was properly insured because my dad took care of it and made sure the business policy was what it was supposed to be. And this is a true story. So 2009, he passed away. Now it's 2017. Mm-hmm. Just very recently, I discovered, and I won't get into how, but it was just by accident that I was paying double because it creeped up. Mm-hmm. Ever since he passed away, it kept creep, you know, the policy amount would just, what I had to pay would creep up every so often. And I just wasn't noticing it.
Right.
And I am now better insured for half the cost.
Right.
And it's amazing because I never thought to check it because mm-hmm. I felt that it was done properly.
Right.
But you need to check it. How often?
Every year is a good course of action. I mean, when you get your renewal policy, it's always good to look it over. One thing that people are unaware of that can cause that premium to increase is inflation guard. So the insurance company puts on, they may even give you a discount for it. They'll put on either a percentage or some type of rate that will increase your premium or your coverage amount each year. That also increases your premium. So over the course of several years, you can end up overinsured, which is not good either. So I've seen something as high as 8%, where in the course of 3 years now, it's actually more than 24% because it's compounding. So your coverage amount is more than 24% than it was 3 years ago. Inflation's not keeping up with that. I mean, there's no way that you're lining up to that. But if you have $400,000 worth of coverage and it's only going to cost $200,000 to rebuild your home, the insurance company will collect the premium for the $400,000, but if it comes time to pay out, they're only ever going to pay out the $200,000. So it's really important to review that policy on a regular basis. Any changes that you have to it, you need to let them know. Anything over $5,000 as far as any improvements, a lot of times if you don't notify them about that, there's an extended or a guaranteed replacement that can actually be lost by not notifying them of anything over $5,000. So,
yeah, I don't know exactly what happened and how, but I feel like I was robbed, and it was by someone, a company that, you know, there was a relationship with, but then a really good friend of ours stepped up to the plate and said, "Wow, I could save you a lot of money here, and I can get you more coverage."
Yeah, he was actually shocked. He looked at this and he says, you're taking the shaft. He says, this is wrong.
Yeah.
So you really, I mean, you know, sometimes you think people are taking care of you and you got to find out the hard way.
Yeah.
And I did. And yeah, it's a sin. I can't recover any of that money. I just paid it every, thinking it's okay. It's, you know, what we're supposed to do. Dad took care of this.
Right.
But something happened between 2009 and 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, you paid for somebody's Mercedes. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So how does someone, if I wanted you to review our policies, what do I do?
You could call me, you know, email, anything like that. I would come to the home. I find it really important to be in the home because I could review your policy if you email it to me. However, I like to compare it to the home itself and all of the belongings in it because people may have antiques that they're not thinking about. They may have firearms, things that they need endorsements for that they don't think to let you know about. They didn't think to let the agent know. The agent didn't ask. a lot of different things like that. So being able to see the home, to see, you know, just the condition and the different materials, that helps as far as determining about what it should be covered for. But, you know, people are comfortable in their home. And, you know, I like for it to be comfortable for them. So I like to go, you know, whatever is convenient for them, go into their home and just sit with them to educate them and review the policy that way.
What do you charge to do that?
That is a completely free service. There is no charge for that at all.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you have a claim, I say your roof leaked, mm-hmm. most homeowners can take care of that on their own. Why would they need you?
A lot of people pretty much take care of things like that on their own. Again, paying out of pocket for something that maybe their insurance company would cover. If you give us a call and come, I can come out and take a look at it to see if it's something that might be worth submitting to your insurance. Not everything is worth submitting. Even if you may have a little bit of damage, maybe your deductible isn't enough. If we come out first and we're able to take a look at everything for you and assess the damage at that point, we have a field adjuster that would come out, look at everything, put an estimate together, determine whether it's even worth contacting the insurance company. That way you're not contacting them right away and then getting denied or them saying that, you know, your deductible is too high or anything like that. And you can actually lose a claims-free discount for making that phone call. So if we can come out and assess everything initially, you know, and if we say, okay, yes, it's worth having our field adjuster come out, our field adjuster says, yeah, it's worth contacting the insurance company. We handle all that for you. So we would notify the insurance company. We handle all of the scheduling of appointments, letters, phone calls, negotiations, all that kind of stuff. We take care of everything. So
okay. Now, what does our insurance policies cover? I mean, it depends on what we allow the insurance agent to choose, pick and choose from.
Right. So typically, most people will have an all-risk policy that covers everything except for anything that's specifically excluded from the policy. And generally, anyone who has a mortgage on their home would have that type of insurance. There are other types of policies, a basic and a broad policy, that don't cover quite as much. But generally speaking, the majority of people, like I said, if you have a mortgage, they're going to have the all-risk policy.
That's required, right? The all-risk policy. But when you have a basic policy, what would that cover?
A basic policy is covering 10 perils. You're looking at like fire, lightning. You have wind damage, there's
above grade
explosion. There's 10 perils that are covered under that. The broad policy covers 16 perils. And the all-risk policy covers all of that plus anything else that's, you know, not excluded. So,
okay.
Usually excluded are like floods. Floods would be usually
a totally different
insurance
ball game. Things that are not included, that are typically excluded. Yes, groundwater is excluded. Rodents, any birds, insects, things like that. Policies will cover skunks and raccoons because they're part of the bear family, although some exclude it. So you really have to read the policy language. It's all a matter of what your policy specifically states. And the majority of the information as far as the coverage amounts are going to be listed on your declaration page. But your what is excluded and all of that detailed information is going to be in that initial policy packet that you receive when you very first get your policy.
The packet that's as thick as a phone book.
Yes.
Okay. That nobody reads?
That nobody reads.
They put in the filing cabinet?
But even if I read it, I don't know what I'm looking at. It's hard to decipher.
It's a lot of legal jargon, and they can, you know, give you coverage on one page and take it away on another page. Another reason why it's good to review your policy, because every year, you know, we get these notifications in the mail, but they're not a bill, so they usually get tossed in the garbage.
Right.
And it could be changing your policy, and, you know,
you don't even know it. Right.
So, and it'll say something on there like, if you have any issues, give us a call. And then you don't see that because it goes right in the garbage. So,
Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President with Metro Public Adjustment. You're a public adjuster. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can reach me at 570-795-4045.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Pat.
Yes, we have a beautiful 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home in a great neighborhood at 1325 Electric Street in Dunmore
for $155,000. This beauty has new windows, hardwood floors, all in a traditional style home loaded with charm. It also has a large deck and a two-car garage. So if you're looking for a beautiful three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home in Dunmore, give us a call about 1325 Electric Street for $155,000. And that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker. I'm in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back with Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President with Metro Public Adjustment. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're learning all about what you do and who you are, a public adjuster. You help people get more money when they file an insurance claim. And the first half of the show, you really impressed upon us. We should be reviewing our policies to make sure that we are properly covered. And a lot of us, when we're reading our policies, don't know what we're looking at and if we are properly covered, because we could be underinsured or overinsured.
Correct.
Yes. That's where you come in.
Yes.
Free of charge, you do this.
Yes.
You go to somebody's property and make sure that they have proper insurance.
Correct.
How do you make money if you do all of this stuff for free?
Yes, of course, we have to get paid at some point. The education portion is the most important, because if we don't educate people, they don't know who we are, that we even exist to be able to help them. But when we're able to help someone with their insurance claim, we can come in at any point in time. We can be the first point of contact. We can come in the middle of their claim, or we can actually reopen claims as well, up to a year on residential and 2 years on business and commercial. We get paid on a contingency, so we're only able to get paid if we're able to get them paid. If we are reopening a claim, anything that has already been paid out, or you know, even an estimate with a number on paper, that's prior to our involvement. We do not take a fee on that. So we work strictly on contingency, and the fee is depends on the severity of the loss, basically.
At the time of claim, you can come in before, during, or even up to a year after.
Correct. After a year, you lose your right to sue. So we can technically still come in, but if they continue to deny, you know, we lose that option.
How much do you feel as a public adjuster you can help somebody?
We can significantly help people. I mean, we have reopened claims where we've been able to get people a couple $1,000 extra, which is great. We've actually gotten people $20,000 extra. That's money that they didn't even know that they were supposed to get, because of one reason or another. A lot of people think that the estimate that the insurance company gives them is that's it. You know, the insurance company oftentimes will set a lowball offer and wait for people to accept it, and most people do. And they don't know that there are other options for them, or they try and fight it themselves. But not having the knowledge of the insurance industry, it puts that puts them at a major disadvantage. And then a lot of times, if it gets to a certain point, then they may opt for a lawyer. But even attorneys, unless they're in, you know, contract law, even still, if they're not well-versed in insurance, contracts, then it's still going to be difficult. Whereas as public adjusters, you know, that's all that we do is we work with the insurance. It's just property. We don't deal with auto or health insurance or anything like that. But, you know, we know the policies. We know what should be paid. Our field adjusters are certified in just about everything you could possibly think of with roofs and water damage and all that kind of stuff. They know exactly, you know, what needs to be paid out, and they will fight until it's done. So
roughly 80% of policyholders accept its damage without seeking an independent opinion. Those 80% get only 25 to 40 cents on the dollar.
That's the truth, because we have a building, and we had a tenant. She thought my garage was a drive-through.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She kind of drove through the garage, and she says, oh, I'll give you just a couple hundred dollars. I says, no, you won't. I says, we're going to go through your insurance. So we went through her insurance, and I'm not going to mention what company it was. And old guys came over. Oh, and they were my best friends. Oh, we're going to give you this. We're going to give you that. And they gave me an estimate like they were doing me a big favor. And then when it came time to get a guy to do the work, I says, listen, this is all the money I got to work with. He was like, I don't know if I can do it for that much mm-hmm. of the money. But, you know, he's done
well, the garage
for...
was knocked off its foundation.
Oh, he knocked it off the foundation. Oh, yeah, she went through the door. You know, it was quite.
A new door.
It was quite impressive. It mm-hmm. was quite. But I didn't want to take the hit on my homeowner's insurance. Mm-hmm. I wanted her car insurance to pay for it. So I should have called you.
That could have helped. But typically, if there are vehicles run into buildings all the time in Scranton, not really sure why, but you see it on the news at least once a week. The homeowner's insurance does cover that. And what they will do is subrogate against the person that hit it. So they will subrogate against that, you know, person driving the vehicle. And it is covered. And you don't really see too much of an effect on a claim, on submitting a claim, unless you go over two claims within a 3-year period or something really major like a fire type of thing. The worst that really can happen is that you can lose a claims-free discount. So if you don't have any other claims in that 3-year period, you get that back. So it's, you know, and the discount oftentimes isn't all that much to begin with. So the significance of what you'd get paid out on that versus that, you know, that little discount that you might be losing, you know, that's what your homeowner's insurance is for the crazy things that happen that we don't expect to happen, but they happen anyway. So
when we file claims, whether it's small or big claim, what happens to our insurance?
Like I said,
we don't get straight answers from anybody. And I'd like to know the answer.
Yeah. Like I said, if you have a claims-free discount on your policy, they can take that away. Even just for calling up and saying, is this covered? They can sometimes take that away too. That's why if you call us first and we can kind of, you know, navigate through that before the insurance company's ever contacted, that's helpful too. But, you know, as long as you don't have a constant claim record, usually they'll allow for two claims in a 3-year period. So if we're coming in and we see this is another claim within a 3-year period, and maybe it's not worth submitting because we don't want you then to be put into like a high risk category because your insurance rates can go up, just like your credit can affect your insurance rates. If you have a fire, a lot of times the insurance company may do a non-renewal. It's not a cancellation. It's just saying once the policy expires that they're not going to renew you. If you ever feel like you're wrongly being non-renewed, you can contact the insurance department. And as long as you do it within 10 days, just to let them know. But if you ever have, you know, any type of really terrible issue, I guess, with your insurance, whether it be the agent or the agency, the insurance company itself, there is always that option to, you know, to file a complaint with the Department of Insurance.
And with through the state of Pennsylvania, through Pennsylvania?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, you talked about how we should review our policies at least once a year. And even if we've been with somebody we trust and we've been with for 30 years.
Yes.
And it's really important because?
Well, because even the people that you know and trust, you know, maybe they're not doing it intentionally because, you know, it's a matter, you're working off of someone else's knowledge. So if someone else only knows X amount, you know, and they're providing you with that information, then they're not necessarily trying to deceive you or, you know, trying to wrong you. But if they don't have all of the proper information to present to you, then, you know, that leaves you at a disadvantage. So it's always good to get a second opinion. You know, I have seen people who have been with their friends or family for insurance. And, you know, when something happened, they didn't have the proper coverage is something that they could have gotten. You know, their parent could have sold them or whatever it was. People who stayed with the same insurance company for a while because they trusted them and then just out of the blue decided, oh, well, let me just see, you know, and ended up where they were. They weren't properly insured, so they had way less coverage than they should have.
But they were saving all that money.
Well, you have to look at the coverage that you're getting. So, yes, you can save a lot of money and still have great coverage. But it's important to make sure you know what coverage you have, because I have heard of people saying, oh, I switched companies and, you know, I saved all this money and I'm reviewing their policy and they have like little to no insurance. And in order for them to get back up to where they need to be, you know, they're going to keep adding to their premium and adding to their premium until it's going to end up being more than what they were paying before. A lot of people don't think about additional living expenses. That's a part of your policy on your declaration page. That means if something happens to your home and, you know, you have a fire and you can't be there while the home is being rebuilt, that's the amount that they're going to give you to live on above and beyond what you typically would use. And the one policy I reviewed, $15,000 for a family of four. That's not going to carry them very far. But they were saving all this money. But that's why, because they didn't have the proper coverage in place. So, again, it's super important. And the importance of reviewing the policy, and one of our executive vice presidents had reviewed a policy and found this one client had what's called a forced place policy, which means that somehow their policy had lapsed and the mortgage company puts a policy in place to make sure that it's covered. When she reviewed it, she looked and said, this is not your policy. This is the policy the mortgage company put in place. If something happens, you know, you're going to be in big trouble. So really encouraged them to get a policy in place of their own. And fortunately, they listened to her because 6 months later, they had a fire.
Oh.
So wow. It didn't cost them anything to have her review the policy. And, you know, she didn't make any money on that. But just being able to save them, you know, they would have lost everything. So just, you know, again, it's so important that I can't stress it enough.
I know an insurance agent that reviews policies with the people that he insures for commercial and business insurance.
Right.
And he sits down with them annually.
That's great.
Yeah. I would like to make it a point to make.
They didn't do that with us.
Not with me. It wasn't with me.
No.
But this person, and he goes and he reviews it. And is that who you need to review it with? Or do you want to, are you saying that we should do it with somebody such as you, a little bit more objective?
I mean, the initial review can be with me. Commercial policies are and business policies are very complicated. They're basically a la carte. So it's going to be based on your specific industry, your business, all that kind of stuff. So I would review basically like the overall, you know, outline of the declaration page and the things that I may not be familiar with your industry and what specifically you need covered. So I would just review based on the information I know and make recommendations and say, well, you might want to look into this, maybe go back to your agent and talk to them about this. So some agents are awesome and they review policies on a yearly basis if that's something that they, you know, they put in their book of business to do every year. That's great. Some people know exactly what they need to do, and other agents, you know, again, they're only as informed as the information that they have. So I've spoken to agents before where I'm telling them what's covered under the policy, and that's a little scary to me sometimes.
Dawn Hansen, Regional Vice President with Metro Public Adjustments. Someone can get in touch with you at 570-795-4045. Thanks for joining us today. Would you come back next week?
Yes, absolutely.
Pat?
Thank you.
Yes, we have something different. This is a small two-story warehouse at 520 and a half Gordon Avenue in Scranton for $49,000. This building is approximately 2,000 square feet with a single garage door on the front of this brick building. And that garage door could be replaced with a higher door, and then this place would be perfect for an RV or a boat.
The upstairs has 12-foot ceilings and plenty of windows. It could be used for a studio or for storage. That's a small warehouse at 520 and a half Gordon Avenue in Scranton for $49,000, and that's listed by Chuck Weisberger of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.